Page 131. 3. Listening and Strategies. The Genius in All of Us. A. Listen to a radio show. According to the show, are the sentences true or false? Write T or F.
There are pieces of classical music that at one time were considered almost impossible to play. But over time, more and more people are able to play them. Over the last 100 years or so, humans have become smarter, faster, and simply better at the things they do. Or so says writer David Schenck. He argues that talent is not something we are born with. This idea is entirely inaccurate, he says. According to Schenck, we are not born musically talented or gifted in a particular sport, but we learn these things. Anyone can run faster, jump higher, play better, says Schenck, if they're willing to work at it.
So we can all be Mozarts or Picassos?
Without a doubt. Schenck writes about a study of London cab drivers. When researchers looked at the brains of these cab drivers, they found that the part of the brain that is responsible for memorizing places and making maps of areas and so on is much larger in these cab drivers. It's the same for people who play music or read incredibly quickly and that sort of thing. Those particular areas of the brain are much more developed.
So anyone can develop a skill or talent, according to Schenck.
Exactly. And he says it's the environment you grow up in that matters. Musically gifted children tend to have family members or teachers encouraging them. They have teachers and instruments that are readily available. They do musical activities, and they practice extremely hard.
So they put in the time and effort and everything.
Yes. Basically, Schenck thinks any child can excel at something if they are encouraged and if they work hard. Take Mozart, for example. People tend to think he was particularly talented, even gifted. But his father was a teacher, an expert himself. And according to Schenck, Mozart's success was mostly due to his father's teaching.
No doubt. And the same goes for Michael Jordan, right?
Right. Jordan is one of the greatest basketball players ever. But he wasn't born that way. They say that Jordan's coach deliberately put him on teams that had players who weren't as good as him. It made Jordan work harder. His coach pushed him incredibly hard.
Which, of course, helps you learn more and become even better.
Oh, no doubt about it. So, good news for all the wannabe longlongs out there. You can do it.